Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
There you go, number 78. Will be surprising to my friends that Mama Told Me by Three Dog Night is only number 78. I mean, my goodness. Happy with
well,
it.
Well, I got. You must have some beauty.
I got some great, great stuff. Bill Pintard joins us. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You're from kind of my era. What do you think of Mama Told Me by Three Dog Night?
Yeah, I liked them. That was a classic song.
All right. Hey, you weren't as enthusiastic.
Like a little bit.
You weren't as enthusiastic as I'd hoped you'd be, Bill, to be frank.
I'm more of a Rolling Stone guy, you know?
You got your club back here. You've won this thing six times with Santa Barbara. Interesting, you won in 06, 08. 12, 14, 16, and you ruined everything by winning it in 11 instead of 2010, Bill. It would have been all
I
the even
that.
Years.
Well, we kind of dropped the ball in 2010. But that's what they say. They said it's the even year. They even said it at home.
Yeah.
We better get it done. It's an even year. So we're going to do our darndest to get it done. Plus, you know, I do have a sense of history. This is a historical deal. The NBC and the tradition and the things about it, all about it, and Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And this is what I hear, that they're going to – this is probably the last NBC tournament in Lawrence Dumont Stadium as we know. But I'm not here. I don't live here. I don't know all the ramifications of this. I was asking Brent the other night about it.
Brent Chemnitz?
Filling me in a little bit. Yeah.
Brent knows very little.
Yeah, he about everything. But yeah, he was very honest. He said, you know, he says, well, this is what I think. But I mean, who does know? I don't know the status of it. But, you know, we're glad to be back here and part of the tradition.
Well, you scored 38 runs in your first two games. Is that have your bats been working like that all year, or did you just kind of get hot the last couple, or what? What happened? That's crazy.
Our bats were really working in the beginning of the year. We came out pretty hot. We did a little better job of preparing our team because of the way the league was. We had to, the league champion was based on a percentage because we didn't have a balanced amount of games. So if we had one loss, teams that were playing more games, it was like, we had 1.5 losses compared to this because they had more games. But our bats were really rocking and rolling. And then we had a schedule that was really, really rough. And we managed to go to 11-2 in 13 games in 12 days. And that included a trip north of San Francisco. So we got a little tired after that. And then we got banged up. We had a number of injuries. We had a rash of injuries. It's just Murphy's Law. I mean, as soon as you think about, well, we haven't had anybody injured. That was the month of June. And then we had a rash. We lost a number of guys, probably one of our best hitters, two of our guys that provided pop. And the last couple of weeks, we're not allowed to add players in our league after All-Star. So we were playing. We had two guys on the bench, and we had two-way guys, pitchers and outfielders that were playing. So we were a tired bunch, and when you're tired and you lose your focus, it's tough to hit consistently. But we have a pretty balanced lineup, and we sure have gotten the bats going the last couple of days.
Santa Barbara, California Foresters, they are 2-0 in their pool right now in the NBC World Series. A game coming up tomorrow night, feature game 7 o'clock against Seattle, which is 1-1, having lost to Dodge City. A little bit of a surprise there. I think everybody kind of thought we'd see Santa Barbara and Seattle square off, both teams at 2-0.
Yeah, I think everybody did. But after playing Dodge City, and I watched that game against Seattle, Dodge City, they do not quit. They grind out at bats. Our pitching staff has not been hit that hard all year. Our earned run average was under 2 most of the year. It ballooned up at the end of the year a little bit because we had clinched early and yada, yada, yada. But nobody handled us the way Dodge City did. And then they did the same thing. They ground out some bad bats against Seattle. Seattle also contributed with a few errors. And as we all know in the NBC, you gotta put a zero under that E on the scoreboard, you know, to be successful here, because there's enough weird things that happen in the NBC that's out of your control, that you better control what you can control, and that's catching the ball and throwing it across the diamond. So, and then when they played us, I was going, man, these guys don't quit. I mean, they were off to a 6-2 lead against us, and we had to punch them back. And when we had a lead, I wasn't comfortable until we added those more runs, because we had a lead with a 2-run lead, and it was the most uncomfortable lead I've had all summer. So kudos to them. They're a scrappy group.
Do you find that, you know, obviously you've watched some games and that sort of thing, the talent level, the teams better than usual, or is it just kind of the way the NBC is? Everything seems to be tough.
Yeah, it's the NBC, it's tough. It's tough to play. I mean, last night, I mean, I was playing Dodge City, and I knew they were going to be tough, but I didn't know a lot about them. The very first game, the first game provides me the most anxiety. To me, winning the first game is ultra important. And everybody thinks we're an experienced team. We've been here. Well, there's only 2 guys on a roster that have played in this NBC. 1 guy, Ritter. We only have 1 guy that played for us in the NBC, and that's Luke Ritter from Wichita State. We had another guy that was on our club, but every year you have all new guys. So the first game, I mean, even though they're Santa Barbara Foresters, and we've been here a lot, they're still got the same apprehension as a new team playing their first time, you know.
Bill. I'm sorry. I almost interrupted you. My bad.
Well, I go on and on. I probably didn't answer the question. As far as the talent, though, I've scouted some games, and there's some talented teams. It doesn't seem really high. It just seems like the last 4 or 5 years it's been okay. It's been pretty good. And I didn't get a chance to see Hayes Larks, and I know they're a talented team, and they got beat last night.
Yeah, Bill Pintard with us,
Wellington.
I did it again. You do these pregnant pauses, Bill, and I jump in. I think you're done, and you're not.
Well, I'm done. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Bill Pintard with us from the Santa Barbara, California Foresters. They're 2-0 so far in the tournament. One of the concerns that I've heard about, and I think is growing amongst some, is that colleges aren't sending out pitchers for the summer the way they used to. They're more protective of their arms. After a long college season, they don't necessarily want them putting in a lot of work in the summer, because then they come back for fall baseball. Is that something that concerns you at all, Bill?
Yeah, it's what concerns me is they're still sending out guys. I do know they're not sending them out to the North League unless they were a redshirt freshman and they want them to get a lot of innings, because the Northwoods League plays in unbelievable amount of games. And not only are the position players, I mean, the pitchers getting wore out, but position players are. And then they are not sending out guys. If they do send them out, they're putting inning limits on them. So if you're playing 6 days a week, you better have 17, 18 pitchers. Because we're getting inning limits. Yeah, they can have you. You can't do this. You can't do that. And also what they're doing is, which I don't think is really fair, and it's self-serving, not to the kid, but to them, their deal, which is, you know, their organization. They're calling up and saying, hey, we want this kid back. We're shutting him down. And we had an example of that. And we were allowed to have this guy for 35 innings. And he had 5 innings left. And he had to go back after his first game. They shut him down here. Then we also had another guy that sent out a kid that we were working on. He was a big part of our relief, big arm. Didn't have a lot of innings, but the guy was afraid that, wow, he's getting pretty good. He's going to sign. Hmm. Well, that wasn't right because the draft was already over and the signing deadline was already over. So the most the kid could have gotten signed for is 125. The kid wasn't going to sign for 125,000. And most major league teams don't have any money after they draft guys and pay them. So I thought that was unfair. But, yeah, there are stories throughout summer baseball of guys picking up the phone and calling the coach and saying, we're going to shut him down.
Mm.
And that's not, you know, not only are we not getting the better arms or the more seasoned arms, they're calling you up and putting limitations on you without exception. But they're also just picking up the phone and saying, hey, that's enough. Bring them home.
Well, let's hope we can find a resolution to that because that does not bode well for summer baseball, certainly.
No, I think when you recruit, you need to be – I know I'm going to take a little bit of different stance. I'm going to say, hey, we want your guy. Here's when we start. If you're in the playoffs or regionals, College World Series, no problem. I understand that. But here's when we end. And it goes to the end of the NBC World Series. If you can't commit that to me, then we don't want them. We're not going to take
them. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of coaches that we've had long-time relationships with and that we know them. And I can say, okay, now, well, you're going to have to let me know how many innings you're going to want this guy to throw. So I have guidelines and I can work within it. It started, I'd say, about 6 years ago. We had a kid out of a D1 program on the East Coast. They wanted us to start him and groom him to be their starter, and we did. And then 2 days before the NBC, they pick up the phone and they said, he's done. Thank you very much. His numbers are good, but you know, we're not going to let him go. I said, hey, I only need him for 7 more innings. I need him to start in the NBC. Give me 6-7 innings. They said, no.
Wow.
So,
Over six or seven innings.
Yes, for 6 or 7 innings. So I don't recruit from that guy anymore. He's not at the same school, but he's at a different one. I don't want his guy. And then the guy that pulled the kid off our team before because he was worried about him signing, he told me, he said, well, I'll talk to you in the fall. And I said, no, you won't. He says, what do you mean? I said, you can lose my number. What you did is not right. And mm-hmm. It's not right to the kid. And it's not right to us. And we're not going to abuse these guys. Heck, we had Kibitza from Rice University years ago. And he had some inning counts. But he was still out here working on his move, working on PFPs, working on a new pitch. And we put him in a relief role. And Wayne Graham was great with that. You know, there's certain coaches that you can do that with and other ones you can't. And even the ones you think you can, you really can't. So I think I'm just going to be very, very clear with what works for us. And if it works with them, then we're great and we'll take their guy. If it doesn't, we'll move on.
All right, Bill. Well, good work so far. Santa Barbara, certainly one of the teams that comes into Wichita with a lot of success. Six titles, tied with Fairbanks for the most all time. Good luck the rest of the way, Bill.
Yeah, good, Bob. And I'd love to talk to you off the air. You can fill me in on what's going on in the stadium.
I'll be over there. We'll visit.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Bill Pintard from the Santa Barbara Foresters, one of the certainly prohibitive favorites in the NBC World Series. Back in a minute with yours truly and Jason Duda.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.